Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday and I don't like it. I
love it.
Thank you so much for waking up with us. The weekend finally has arrived. My name is Edgar. This is Chelsea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara, on social media.
Good morning.
Hit us up at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Chelsea, the weekend is upon us. What are you getting into this weekend? I know right now we're here in Chicago transmitting the show live from out here because we're at a radio conference. Mm-hmm. Have you even thought about what you're doing this weekend?
I mean, this morning I woke up to a text message from my friend, which was a great text message. She invited me to a Cambodian feast this weekend. Her mom's in town and she's cooking for everyone. So that's the one thing on my list. But then the other thing, you know, I'm really trying to like be a better adult. We've talked about this before.
Right.
So one of the things I really need to do is get more organized. So I think this weekend I'm going to go to the Container Store and I'm going to make myself a little closet. So you can like do these custom closets now. So I feel like I need a closet so I have a place to put things. I have like really small closets right now. Anyways, very boring.
So how's the Container Store going to help you fix the fact that your license is still expired since May?
Edgar, it's one step at a time.
Oh, okay? Right.
Like, you know what? Also, the DMV is closed on the weekends, so we'll work on that next week.
Actually, it's not.
Is
it's
it
open
not?
On Saturdays.
Okay, well, maybe.
We fly back tonight, so
that's
you're good
true,
to go.
Actually.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to partying with our AMP listeners tomorrow, and I think you might be coming, Chels.
I think I am too. Yeah, I'll be there.
We have a pool party going down with Mark Ronson. Mm-hmm. Yessi Ortiz will be hosting it. It's going to be at the Morongo Casino. Casino Hotel.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be epic. So it's a pool party. So we're going to be out there. And after all the pizza we've been eating back-to-back nights, definitely proud of this dad ball that I'm going to burst out for everybody out there, you know?
I know.
But
I'm going to blame you for that. Because last night, I was like so all about being healthy. And you were like, let's do a pizza again. The same place we went to the other night, the first night we got here, we went to again last night.
I love that Chelsea was trying to be healthy again because you were all about going back to the same pizza joint. And so she ordered a veggie deep dish. When I ordered thin crust, which is a lot healthier, she ate one slice of the veggie deep dish and then ended up eating half of my pizza that I ordered for myself. So there you go, Chelsea. I do believe, though, this trip is going to be very expensive for me tomorrow when we go to the Morongo Casino Hotel.
Why?
Because my wife already told me that she wants to go with the girls.
Uh-huh.
Not to party at the pool, but because the Cabazon outlets are right next door. So it's kind of crazy because my 2-year-old Ariela, she comes up to me and she always says, Dada, I have an idea when she wants to do something, right?
God.
And two things come out of her. One, let's go swimming.
Uh-huh.
Or two, she says, let's go shopping.
Oh, just wait till she gets older.
I'm like, kill me.
I got an idea. Give me your credit card.
Fantastic. That's the first thing I'm going to say to any dude that comes by trying to date her. Hey, she loves to go shopping.
Yeah.
She's going to be dope enough to make her own money, but just know, FYI, all right? Coming up next, we'll give you some ideas and some dope things for you to do this weekend. Also, man, all kinds of amazing new music drops. We're talking about Meg Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry drops some new music.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Social House, who just recently collabed with Ariana Grande on their song Boyfriend. They dropped an EP.
So did Bozzy.
Bozzy's got some new music.
Much.
All right, we'll dive all into it today, guys. Hang out with us on 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Happy Friday, 97.1 Amp Radio. We're Edgar and Chelsea hanging out with you. Hopefully you have some awesome weekend plans. If not, here's some ideas for you. I can't get enough of this Taco Bell hotel that's already opened up this weekend. Chelsea, it's amazing. We've been seeing videos and we're going to talk to DJ Majestic.
Yeah.
You have some friends that are there right now, right, bro?
Yeah, they're over there.
I can't decide if I would be excited to go to this or if like I would be miserable because I feel like Taco Bell always gives me like the worst stomach ache, you know? And so I'm like, would I just be miserable there? But anyways, it looks really cool. It's open this weekend. It's called the Bell Hotel and Resort. It is basically this hotel that has been transformed, decked out in all Taco Bell little things. There's murals. There's tacos sitting around. There's like two pools. One's dubbed the fire pool and the other's the mild pool. The fire pool apparently is like where it's all going down. There are DJs. There's like women that come out in like fire
hot sauce
bathing suits carrying like food trays. I guess I thought this was funny. I guess three times a day, right around like mealtime, a gong rings, a bell, and it followed by the servers coming out carrying just these trays of tacos for everyone by the pool.
It's like a stoner's paradise, basically. Yeah, it's like if a stoner were to die and go to heaven, this is it right now.
So true. I thought this was surprising. There's a salon where you can actually get Taco Bell makeovers.
Taco Bell makeovers. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's check it out.
I have actually been saving my hair to get a Taco Bell fade at the salon, so I'm excited to go get my hair cut. There's a definite like vibe going on here. You can tell by the way things look, and it just seems like the perfect spot for it.
Again, a stoner's paradise.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's open right now. I don't know if you want to make it out there to Palm Springs this weekend.
That's dope. And that fade, by the way, is basically you get the Taco Bell bell shaved into the side of your head. And one of my favorite things that I saw is the inflatable hot sauce package you could float on while you're having a drink, while you're eating a taco in the pool.
I mean, it's like Instagram heaven, too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Mad Instagram thirst right there. All right, guys, if you can't make it out to Palm Springs to check it out, you can check out the LA Taco and Beer Festival going down tomorrow from 3 to 6 p.m. here in LA. It's at the Los Angeles Center Studios. So unlimited pours of, this is dope, craft beer from local and regional breweries. I love supporting local stuff.
That's more my vibe.
For sure. Also, tacos from the dopest taco restaurants and food trucks here in SoCal. So check that out between 3 and 6 tomorrow at the Los Angeles Center Studios. Majestic, your friends are at the Taco Bell Hotel right now.
Yes.
What kind of vibes are they picking up?
It's so funny because she flew all the way from Jersey City to go to the opening weekend. Shout out to Kat. Yeah, from Jersey. I saw all of that in her Instagram stories. There were the girls doing choreography dancing in fire bathing suits by the pool. And then everything in hotel room is a Taco Bell hot sauce packet. Like the pillows, the key card to open the room. It's hilarious.
It's funny. I guess they also have the special room called the Pepto-Bismol room.
Yeah, well, they should. That's what I'm saying.
Facts, straight up.
The Chelsea Report.
Shawn Mendes, no longer a boy anymore.
Aren't you so excited, Chelsea? He's so creepy, by the way, too.
That's creepy. He's 21 years old. As of yesterday, he celebrated his birthday. And I have to say, I think all he wants for his birthday is Camila Cabello.
Duh. That's a good gift.
He spent like the whole entire day with her. There are photos of them, you know, gallivanting through the streets of New York City, holding hands together, looking adorable. They had a brunch together. Then they had dinner together. And then I just saw these videos online of them. Basically, he had this big birthday party. You see, like, the New York skyline in the background, and all his friends are singing happy birthday to him. And then there's a point where he, like, pulls Camila into him and, like, kisses her passionately in front of everyone. Like, they're in a circle of everyone. So it's so adorable.
The most interesting part about that video is that when everybody's kind of celebrating Shawn Mendes singing happy birthday, Shawn Mendes's mom is to his left.
Yes.
He literally reaches in front of her to bring Camila in.
Yes.
And like right in front of his mom, they just go all in on the makeup. And the mom's like, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It almost looks like a wedding or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But Sean's mom's been very vocal about how much she loves Camila too.
That's
so
great.
Oh,
she's
it's
awesome.
Just, it's so sweet. So precious. Young love. You got to love it. Meg Thee Stallion. So she's spent this year really rallying behind this concept of Hot Girl Summer. We've all posted Instagrams with the caption, I'm guilty, you know. Edgar, have you done that yet?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Especially when I'm not wearing a bra, like today.
Well, last night, everyone was so excited because she finally dropped this song that goes along with the concept, Hot Girl Summer, and it features Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla $ign. But this is cool. The collab actually came together during the live stream they just did a couple weeks ago. Here is Meg actually talking about that.
So the song was already recorded and ready to go. And then we just went live together and she literally recorded her verse that night. And they sent the song to me and I was like, this is not real life. Like, y'all are playing right now. Like,
and you loved it.
I love it. Like, it was amazing. I can't believe she did it so fast.
That's awesome. And that's why they had to push it back a week, because Hot Girl Summer was supposed to drop last Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, right now they're beating Latino time.
Yeah.
Dropping Hot Girl Summer song in August. But we'll take it. I'm down.
And I have to say, the song is so good. I'm going to play it for you right now.
No, she got it in. Handle me? Who gon' handle me? Thinking he's a player, he's a member on the team. He put in all that work, he wanna be the MVP. I told him ain't no taming me, I love my niggas equally. Who a hotter B? Who got a lot of D? Who popping like a P when he be hopping out the V? And who gon' tell him that my bitch is getting her degree? And when we say it's hot girl summer, we ain't talking about degrees. Who will follow me?
Straight fire.
So good. I do wish we got it in like May or June. However, you know, it starts our fall off really nicely, right?
Yeah. Hot girl summer in the fall. Let's go.
Now, because of this, though, you know, she obviously is coming out with this collab with Nicki. People are like, wait, is she team Nicki now? Like versus Cardi? Because everyone is always trying to pit them against each other. Obviously, they had drama before. But I love this about Meg. She's actually addressing it right now. Here's some audio.
It's really like a lot of the fans. Like, they really make it seem like you're picking sides. Like, but I really, really, really like both of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're two different people, two different rappers. Like, it's not even the same. So, like, I feel like we need to stop trying to compare them. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I love both of them. So, I would definitely like to collab with Cardi, too.
So, is Meg Thee Stallion going to end the beef between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj?
I hope so, man.
I do too.
I hope so. And just make another record called Dope Girl Summer. You know what I'm saying? And then be all of them. And I love Meg Thee Stallion because she's totally coming in with uniting the women, the female rappers on this. Because not only is she saying, yo, I have no beef with Cardi. Mm-hmm. I want to collab with her as well. But in this song, Hot Girl Summer, they sample City Girls' Act Up.
Yeah.
Which is some dope rappers right now, female rappers right now. So it's like all coming around and bringing up all the women together.
And just a little tease, Meg Thee Stallion was also just in the studio, I think it was last night or the night before, with Lizzo and SZA. So that is some girl power right there that I cannot wait to see where that goes. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up next, we got four passes for you to come to our AMP takeover of Six Flags next Friday, 6 p.m. to midnight. We're shutting it down just for you. All right, these tickets coming at you before 7:30 this morning. Yes, you made it to the weekend. Shout out to Social House and Ari with Boyfriend right there. By the way, Social House, which is made up of Mikey and Scooty, super humble, they're super awesome, talented dudes out of Pittsburgh. They're dropping their EP. It's already out today. It's called Everything Changed. So check it out. Congrats to them. There's also rumors that Mikey of Social House is dating or at least hanging out, getting real extra friendly with Ariana Grande, Josh.
Rumors, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
All right, cool.
I feel like it's very close to them announcing it's official. We'll see.
Chelsea has the inside scoop. She's calling it right there. All right, familia. I don't know if you guys caught this story, but this is nuts, man. One of our favorite AMP artists had to get airlifted and taken to the hospital. I'm talking about Mike Posner.
To show a Fiji I was cool. Well, I don't know if you guys follow Mike on social, but he's been doing this walk across the country and he's been documenting it on social, releasing music as he goes. You should follow him because it's super interesting. He's basically, his goals is self-discovery and also to inspire others to set goals and meet them. So he's already walked 1,600 miles. His goal is 2,800. But right now his walk is momentarily delayed because while he was in Colorado, he got bit by a baby rattlesnake.
That is crazy. Yes. By the way, that's why I never go camping, FYI. Straight up. No, he posted on his gram, Mike Posner, go out there, shout him out, give him some love. He said, this is his first words from the hospital, and there's video of him in the hospital. He goes, what up, though?
I love him.
Crazy day yesterday. I had just crushed 60 miles and was going for 8 more here in Colorado when I got bit by a baby rattlesnake. Rattlesnake emoji. That venom is no joke.
I can hear him saying this. Right? So funny.
I got to the hospital and got the anti-venom in time. Shout outs to G and Mike from the Chopper team and Bo and Cassie and Whitney, my nurses. He's like, I ain't gonna lie though, this AC and bed feel really good right now. So always looking at the positive, sending lots of love to Mike Posner right there, man. Send him some love at Mike Posner on the gram.
97.1 AMP Radio.
DJ Majestic, straight up fuego right now, 97.1 AMP Radio. All right, we're hooking up with tickets to come party with us at Six Flags. We're taking it over next Friday. Who wants to go? I think Salisa from Commerce wants to go. Good morning, Salisa.
Good morning.
You down to go and crash our party or what?
Of course. I'm so excited.
What kind of party are you?
I am a good time.
That's all that matters, you know?
That sounds like something you see written like at a gas station bathroom.
Yeah, I'm a good time. Call for a good time.
Salisa, you got four tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, you guys. Happy Friday.
Yes, girl. Happy Friday to you, too. Keep having a good time, all right?
Thank you, too.
It's Friday, and let's go to party time.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
All right, y'all. New Music Friday is going down right now. Straight fire coming at you. We're highlighting three fire records. Chills. I'm so excited about this first one.
You know what? Because I was going to usually like save the best for last, but I think I'm just going to start with the best because this is a song we're all so excited about. Mm-hmm. Meg Thee Stallion finally dropped her Hot Girl Summer anthem. She started the concept at the beginning of the summer. We've all been using the hashtags Hot Girl Summer. But the cool thing is she dropped this as a collab with Nicki Minaj, and also Ty Dolla $ign is on it.
And that's the only reason why we're not mad that she's just dropping it barely in August.
I know.
Just because of the collab. We're so stoked about that.
We're like, it's going to be a Hot Girl Fall. Here we go. But here's a snippet of it. No, she got it in. Hot girl, summer seat. No, she got it in. Look, handle me. Who gon' handle me? Thinking he's a player, he's a member on the team. He put in all that work, he wanna be the MVP. I told him ain't no taming me. I love my niggas equally. Who a how to be? Who got a lot of D? Who popping like a P when he be hopping out the V? And who gon' tell him that my bitch is getting her degree? And when we say it's hot girl summer, we ain't talking about degrees. Who will follow me?
Woo, straight fire right there. So something so dope about this, not just the fact that it's an awesome song,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that Megan Thee Stallion obviously was asked, yo, you collab with Nicki Minaj, does that mean you're picking Nicki over Team Cardi B?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, nah, hell no.
Yeah.
Don't trip. I'm not about that kind of drama. This doesn't mean that I don't also want to collab with Cardi B, and I do want to collab mm-hmm. with her and like squash all this crazy beef and like bring it all together. And I love the fact that she's supporting women that way, women empowerment uh-huh. and unity, and even sampled in her song, this new song, City Girls Act Up. So and she's all about uniting the female rappers.
And even I love how this song came together. It literally was her voicing that she's a fan of Nicki Minaj, them hopping on an Instagram Live together, having conversation, and that's how this whole song came about. And it was supposed to drop even last week, but she waited just so Nicki could hop put a verse on the track. So
that's why it was on the verge of becoming a Fall Girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Hot Girls. You know what I'm saying?
Moving along. So Katy Perry just released her second single of 2019. It's a song called Small Talk, and she actually co-wrote it with Charlie Puth, which is super interesting. Really
okay.
interesting combination. It's basically an ode to awkward post-breakup moments. I was looking at the lyrics and I was like, oh, so relatable. Like,
you just went through it this week, Chels.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Like,
nice.
I was like, oh, maybe this is going to be the song I'm going to rock out to all weekend long. Just, you know, thinking about my breakup. But, you know, I wasn't a huge fan of her Witness album, but I'm really loving what she's doing with this new music she has
okay.
coming out. So, let's take a listen to Small Talk. Acting like we never met, faking like we just forget. We were lovers and now there's nothing left but small talk. Had to read into your skin. There's no your hands haven't been. Ain't it funny? Cause now there's nothing left but small talk. Isn't it wild that I know your weakness? There it is. What do you think, Edgar?
I think it's okay. Maybe it's going to be something that grows on me.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when people say that, you know, like, oh, maybe it'll grow on me. Like if it were a wart on your hand. But like,
oh, no.
I don't know. I think it's got to grow on me.
I think it reminds me of like older Katy Perry, and that's kind of why I'm liking it. But
yeah.
is that going to translate right now to what where music is headed? We're not sure yet. So, but anyways, new music from Katy, always exciting. Moving right along, Mr. Bozzy.
What up, Bozzy?
What did he say? He was here to save pop music.
Absolutely.
And he's done a good job. He's had some hit songs. He just released his EP last night. It's called Soul Searching, and he describes it as it's a mixtape composed of pain, passion, and soul, and that it is. So here is the title track from the EP, Soul Searching. I don't step at the house, I be working. I'm on gram, they be lurking. On my own by myself, soul searching, soul searching, soul searching, wait. I hit the interstate, yeah. What if I just took a break, yeah. Bought a house up on a lake, I'm from where the lakes are great. Digging that vibe, and we're talking about this off there, Chels. It sounds like a little bit of the Weeknd vibe. It does,
in that
right?
record, right?
Yeah, I'm really digging it. So definitely get those songs for your weekend playlist. That is all I have for this new music Friday.
The Chelsea Report.
I think one of my favorite things in music is when female artists team up together. Like,
yeah.
It's so empowering. It's so cool to see that happen.
And you also see them, like, genuinely having a good time
yeah.
and appreciating each other. It's, like, beyond just making music.
Uh-huh.
It's like, yo, I enjoy hanging out with you.
Absolutely.
So let's get together, have fun, and make some money.
Yes. Well, the Ultimate Girl Collaboration, I just saw this morning. I think it's about to happen. This week, Lizzo was in the studio with SZA and Meg Thee Stallion.
Get it, baby.
And they're like hilarious. They're posting funny videos. This is basically what it sounds like when they're all together.
Okay.
We have Lizzo. We have Houston's finest here right now.
Real hot girl summer, baby. You know, Meg Thee Stallion's got to promote that new record that dropped today.
Exactly. There's also this hilarious video where Lizzo, because you know she plays the flute, so they're like on a stoop on like stairs.
Yeah.
And Lizzo's playing a flute. She's playing "Shake That Monkey" by Too Short, and Meg is like twerking, standing in front of her twerking.
That flute though.
Yeah.
Get it. That clapping you were hearing was actually Meg Thee Stallion's booty.
Exactly. It really was.
Just FYI, we'll post a video up on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. I'm loving the unity amongst the female artists right now. Keep it up. Keep it going. Keep the party up.
Bring music, but also bring more of these social media videos because we're living for them. So since it's New Music Friday, last night, I loved seeing this. During his Nashville stop, John Mayer brought out Chris Stapleton on stage to perform a new song they wrote. It's called "I Just Remembered That I Didn't Care." And here it is. The cool thing about it is they wrote this song the night before this performance. John Mayer like posted about it. He's like, you know, such an honor to write with the legend Chris Stapleton last night and write this song, and now we're performing it for you, you know, which is just so cool. Just a testament to how talented both of them are.
That's such a cool vibe that I get always from like Nashville and that kind of era or that kind of area where I feel like artists always get together and then they'll just go to any bar.
Yeah.
And just like, yo, let's go perform it. Let's go test it out. Something we just wrote last night. And all of a sudden you get all these previews. That's what we need for Lizzo, Meg Thee Stallion to do. And SZA, just roll up to any bar. And just like, yo, what do you guys think of this remix? Yeah. You know? And just drop it like it's hot.
But like, give us a heads up so we can be there, you know?
Fact.
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. You're in the middle of over an hour commercial-free music for your Friday on 97.1 Amp Radio. Buenos dias.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Sandra from LA, good morning to you. Which one do you think came in number one of the top three things women want in a man according to the study between money, loyalty, and being great in bed?
First of all, for me, it's about being great in the bed. With me, I'm sorry. I don't care what you think about me. It's all about the tea. I got my own money. I don't need nobody.
But loyalty? Loyalty, though?
Loyalty? Of course we all want loyalty, but where does that exist?
That's awful.
Sandra,
gosh.
That's wild. She's like, my loyalty lies with the D.
Yeah.
Sandra, and how you doing in that department right now? Everything looking good?
Man, I'm still in the search.
I feel ya. Mm-hmm.
Chelsea's on that search too.
Well, you know, but the loyalty, I think it comes first for me, I get to say.
Sandra, wish you all the best on that worldwide search. For the D, Chelsea, so we already know you said you would put loyalty first between the top three things that came in on the study, which are money, loyalty, and dude being great in bed. So loyalty first, what would you put second and third?
I mean, third would definitely be, I can support myself, so third would be money.
Get it, girl.
So that means second would be, you know, second.
All right, so great in bed, second. Tamara for Social Media Guru, what are your thoughts? What's your order, girl?
I'm going to go with loyalty.
Number one.
And then being great in the bed.
Yeah.
Number two.
And then money.
Yeah, we're the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got the same.
But it actually depends on the person, kind of.
wait, explain more. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. It just depends on the type of guy. Like, sometimes I want the money first. And then
okay.
It just depends. It just depends on who you are.
Money first, then loyalty. Yo, it's funny. I was watching Joe Coy's comedy special on Netflix. And he's talking about, like, yo, if you're a dude and you're whack in bed, like, your only salvation is, like, you better have a good credit score.
Yeah.
Like, that is the only way out. And thankfully, that's what saved me with my wife. All right. So, according to the study, guys, this is the order it came in, okay? Will it shock you? At number three, loyalty.
No.
I swear to you. Wow. Number two, money. And number one, they gotta be good in bed, aka the D came in number one on the things that women are looking for in a man right now.
I mean, can you imagine being stuck with someone though, Tam, who like isn't good in bed for your whole life?
No way.
Like that would be awful.
No way. Horrible.
So all of a sudden, are you changing your answer,
Chelsea?
Well,
I understand where the study's coming from.
Because they were explaining that loyalty comes in third because a lot of women said they've been burned in that department.
Yeah.
And so they don't think it really exists, but there's still a little bit of hope. That's why I made it to the top three.
Dude, that's
how
so
sad,
sad
is that?
That's really depressing.
That's
for
sad,
us, Tam.
Right? Yeah. It does exist. You know, you got to look hard. Again, DJ Majestic and myself are already taken, but you know, we're some loyal dudes up in this joint, but we got to be loyal because the other departments aren't that great.
Oh, no.
Damn, DJ Majestic's like, speak for yourself,
yeah,
Edgar.
He's like, don't take me down with you, man. Come on.
It's Friday, 97.1 Amp Radio. Love y'all.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
It's Friday and I love it. Thank you for hanging out with us on 97.1 Amp Radio. We're Edgar and Chelsea. Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. And before we wrap up, got to give a big shout out to Chance the Rapper for changing the world, Chelsea.
Literally, he is. One tweet at a time.
Yes, not just with his music, but the fact that he single-handedly brought back my favorite, Wendy's Spicy Chicken Nuggets, with one tweet. Now, Wendy's had announced that they were going to be coming back Monday, August the 19th. And Chelsea, here's my calendar on my phone. Uh-huh. What do you see the first thing on August 19th?
Wendy's Chicken Nuggets coming back.
8 a.m., baby.
That's right.
I was going to leave the show early to go get some. But Wendy's just announced that actually coming back this Monday. So, Chelsea, you need to figure out a way to find your debit card that you lost this week. But the good news is they do accept cash, so you can buy me some.
I'm hoping you can spot me.
Again, I've been spotting you the last 2 days, girl.
Thank you for that, though.
I was getting tired of ordering spicy chicken sandwiches and then just cutting up the chicken breast.
Oh, no.
So I am so stoked. And remember, they went away earlier this year around March, right around the birth of my second daughter, Alani.
Oh my gosh.
And it put a little damper on her birth, to be honest.
Oh my gosh.
So I get to enjoy life again.
Whoever runs Wendy's social media accounts, I like want to hang out with them because they're hilarious. The way that they announced it, they like responded to a tweet that they sent themselves from Wendy's. They're responding to people. Just like the way they interact, it cracks me up.
I love it. All right. Yessi Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio with more tickets for you to come with us at our Six Flags Amp Takeover that's going down next Friday.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.